Chapter 2. Jake wasn't surprised when he didn't hear anything from Brian the following day. He sat at his computer desk, working on what he thought might be the last projects he'd do under his current business. From time to time, he'd check his phone, hoping that Brian had texted while he had stepped away from the desk. But there was nothing. By the time Jake quit for the day, he'd given up hope. Still, he knew Brian pretty well. He'd brooded for a while, depressed about the whole Kim thing. They'd been dating for 2 years and engaged for 5 months. Surely it would take some time to truly recover from such a blow. Besides, Brian had never been the type to react quickly to anything. If he was truly upset about Kim leaving, it probably wouldn't show for another few days. Similarly, if he was really interested in starting the screen printing shop, that would also take a few days to settle in and take hold. So naturally, when Jake's phone rang shortly after 8 o'clock that night and he saw Brian's number on his screen, he was taken aback. "Hey," Jake said, answering the call.
"Sorry to call so late," Brian said. "I bet you thought I'd flake out on you, huh?"
No, not at all," Jake said, although there was a bit of hesitancy to his response. He hoped Brian hadn't heard it.
"Well, I've actually been busy all day. I went to Percy's print shop, the place I used to work. I asked him where we might be able to pick up some good used equipment."
Jake was shocked for a moment. Percy's was in Lawrenceville, more than an hour and a half away. They had lived there as roommates for nearly 4 years before moving to their current home of Foster, Kansas.
"You drove out there?" Jake asked. "Why not just call?"
"I did. But we got talking. He told me if I came to the shop, he could show me some stuff and share some ideas over lunch. He walked me back to the print shop and I got some ideas. He was really helpful. He said he had been sad to see me go. Said I had a knack for printing. He wished us the best."
"Well, did he give you any worthwhile information?"
"Yeah, he gave me a few catalogs. He even gave me a number for a guy he works with on the side that might have a dryer that was only used for like 2 months. He seemed to think we can get a great deal on it."
Jake was genuinely impressed and confused. Was Brian actually more excited about this idea than he was? It was an idea that sparked a whole new level of motivation in Jake. Has it really been a little less than 24 hours since they had shaken hands on this?
"Thanks for jumping on all that," Jake said.
He stared at his computer and was thrilled with the idea that he might not spend much longer parked behind it day after day with the meager hopes of simply making enough to pay the bills.
"Sure thing," Brian said. "So do you want to meet for breakfast tomorrow and go over all this? If what Percy was telling me is true, it shouldn't take too long to get things started."
"Yeah, that sounds great.
I'd ask if you want to go ahead and head out and grab a beer, but I'm actually sort of tired."
Again, Jake was amazed. The need for sleep almost never won out against beer as far as Brian was concerned.
"Yeah, me too," Jake said.
Although, truth be told, he was suddenly filled with energy and could go for a round.
"Cool," Brian said. "I'll see you tomorrow then. IHOP, say around 8.
"Sounds good."
They ended the call and Jake sat in his computer chair, dumbfounded. He'd known Brian for slightly over 10 years now and had never known him to take such initiative on anything. What was it about this business venture that had him so driven? He's probably getting himself deeply involved just to distract himself from the fact that Kim left, Jake thought.
Perhaps.
But either way, Jake was glad that his friend was stepping out and taking a risk. Thinking of Brian's determined approach to this venture got Jake's own thoughts in a whirlwind as he sat behind his computer. There would be so much to do in the days to come. They'd need to clean out the storefront his father had left him. They'd need to find distributors for shirts, ink, and God only knew what else. They'd need to open a business bank account, set up some sort of computer network, which in that ancient store was going to be a task in and of itself.
"One thing at a time," he muttered to himself.
He got up from his desk and headed into his small kitchen where he took a beer from the fridge. He took it to the couch and sat in the quiet, sipping from the bottle and doing his best to come up with a game plan for the future of this business he and Brian were about to begin. Breakfast the following day was more productive than any meeting either of them had taken part in since leaving college. Neither of them had actually finished college, which, Jake guessed, was why he had never managed to land that dream graphic design position with a high-profile company. Over eggs, bacon, and coffee, they looked through the catalogs that Percy had given Brian. Jake was impressed as Brian walked him through why they needed each piece of equipment. Brian really knew his stuff, and he was also very conscious of price. Jake, who knew nothing about screen printing outside of that lame community college course, had not been expecting to need so much equipment. But miraculously, as Brian explained it all to him, it made sense right away.
"You seem to really know everything about this," he said.
"It's not much to know, really," Brian said. "After doing this stuff for 3.5 years, it became pretty easy."
"Wasn't expecting this much equipment," Jake said.
"Yeah, it seems like a bit much." They talked about the finances and how things would be broken down. They talked about their checking account options. Jake was the expert here, as numbers had always terrified Brian, and how they'd go about cleaning the storefront. They also talked about potentially hiring someone to come into the storefront to take care of the ventilation issues as they set up the equipment. After their breakfast, they went back to Jake's apartment and made several calls. They called the man Percy had recommended about his nearly new dryer. Then they called the 800 number in the catalog and spoke to a salesman for nearly an hour and a half, ordering nearly everything they needed in one fell swoop. They quickly burned through most of their estimated $22,000. They also placed a lot of their order on two of Jake's credit cards and the only one Brian had. When the call was done, Brian's card was maxed out. They ended the call shortly after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The equipment was being shipped and was scheduled to arrive in 4 days. They sat at Jake's kitchen table with a handwritten list between them. Most of the items were crossed out. Looking at it, Jake didn't even care that he had just dropped 20 grand on equipment he knew very little about. Dryers, light tables, emulsion spread, it all meant nothing to him. But that didn't matter. He was excited. Perhaps more excited than he had ever been. "So that just leaves shirts and ink," Brian said. "Percy gave me websites to order both of these."
"How much is ink?" Jake asked.
"Not sure. Depends on the brand and everything, I guess.
Let's look it up and see."
They both looked at the laptop in front of Jake, but neither of them moved. Excited or not, they were done spending money for the day.
"We can do it tomorrow," Jake said.
Did he see a flicker of disappointment in Brian's eyes?
"Damn, he's really serious about this," Jake thought.
"Sounds good," Brian said. He got up from the table and started walking for the door.
"What are you up to for the rest of the day?" Jake asked.
"Well, for starters, I have a guitar I need to sell on eBay," he said with a smile of resignation.